discovery.
We have encountered a wild blue-speaks macaw deep in the Amazon jungle.
We're not the only ones.
There may be a whole flock out there.
We have to help Linda and Twilio find them.
We? What you talking about, we? You speak French.
We are all going to the Amazon. Yay.
Goodbye, stinky city air.
Daddy.
Daddy?
Look at me, I'm a grandpa! Oh.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You will call me Pop-Pop.
Kids, go easy on old Pop-Pop.
You can call me sir.
Okay, here's the deal. The blue macaws return in Rio 2, this time searching for the thought-to-be-extinct flock in the Amazon jungle. Of course, when they find their extended family, they have to protect them from loggers planning on tearing down the rainforest. Like many animated sequels, this film struggles to find a place for everyone from the first film, as well as a bunch of new characters. This results in a very crowded script with no real focus. The villainous cockatoo from the first film returns, but he isn't really the villain in this one. Also, the cutting down the rainforest element is extremely tired and overused. Didn't we run through all those bad guys in the 80s and 90s already? Still, kids aren't going to care. They'll enjoy the bright colors, fun music, and cool animation. It's about at the level of a mediocre Ice Age sequel, but it's a decent way to get the kids out of the house for a couple hours this weekend. Rio 2 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.